This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. California lawmakers get a chance today to break the gridlock over the state's $24 billion budget hole. They'll vote on a Democratic spending plan designed to keep the state from going broke. It's not expected to actually pass, since Republicans oppose the tax hikes the Democrats are proposing. Still, leading Democratic lawmakers like Karen Bass and Daryl Steinberg are hopeful.
It is not going to be a lengthy stalemate.
No, it won't.
It's just not.
We're going to surprise you all.
I hate to disappoint you.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he'll veto any budget with new taxes or fee increases. He's standing by his pledge that programs need to be cut. One program on his chopping block is California's poison control system. If it gets the axe, California would be the first in the country to lose its poison control center. From Capital Public Radio, Kelly Weiss reports.
Just recently, Sacramento area mom Catherine Maestas says she learned the value of California's poison control center. She was working on the computer and turned her back on her six-year-old daughter for a second.
She had found the packet of Sudafed and had the entire packet in her mouth with all the little silver tabs all over the floor of all the possible tablets she had taken.
Like many people who call the hotline, Maestas was told that her daughter didn't need to go to the emergency room. That was based on her weight and how much she'd taken. Instead, the center told Maestas to watch her daughter and make sure she didn't get too sleepy. The center also told her poison control would call back in a few hours and again the next day to check in.
And a big part of our job is to calm them down. You know, it's like, take a breath. Wait a minute. I think we're going to be okay here.
John Lamb is one of the pharmacists who answers the hotline for the California Poison Control System. He says about 80% of calls don't require hospitalization.
There are so many calls that seem frightening. A child drinking bleach, for example, and he's going to vomit, and he does vomit, and the mom rushes him right to the emergency room. And when I get a call from a physician about a child who just drank bleach, my recommendation is to give them a $2,000 glass of milk and send the child home, because that's what we could have done at home, but now we're doing it in an emergency room, and the cost differential is tremendous.
Lamb says the center's open 24/7 and takes about 1,000 calls a day from around the state. Today, as usual, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Poison control, this is John. May I help you?
He's taking a call from a dad worried about the car cleaner his two-year-old son got into in the garage. On his computer, Lamb quickly pulls up the information about the chemicals in the cleaner.
All right, looking at this product, basically it is soaps and detergents, but none of that is real poisonous. In fact,
after talking it through, Lamb determines the toddler doesn't need to go to the hospital.
So, a little bit to eat, watch him for an hour, and we'll check back with you later, but I'm sure he's going to be just fine.
Moments later, Lamb takes a call about a toddler who's gotten into her grandma's anti-seizure medication. It's not clear how much she's taken, so Lamb tells him to bring the little girl straight to the hospital. This program costs about $6 million a year, and that's money Governor Schwarzenegger says the state just doesn't have. In a speech last week, he talked about the billions of dollars in cuts he's calling for to balance the budget.
What is the alternative? The state would just simply run out of money and go insolvent.
Still, shutting down the call center would be short-sighted, according to Stu Hurd. He's the head of the California Poison Control System. Hurd says when people call the center, instead of dialing 911 or the ambulance, it saves the health system about $70 million a year. And he worries if the cuts go through here, it could have a ripple effect.
Many poison centers across the country are anxiously looking to see what happens here in California, because if something bad happens to us, they're very concerned that that could start a trend throughout the country. If we disappear, then other states may think they could do the same thing.
According to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, Arizona, and Tennessee are already facing at least partial funding cuts. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.